Hi, this is Ben. Is this Nick?
Yeah, how are you, Ben?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you for asking. So, it's the first time I got you on the phone. Otherwise, it will just tell me to leave a voicemail. So, how's it going, my friend?
It's going good. I'm just working a little bit today. I'm working from home. So I'm
All
just
right. All right, so
kind
what
of
do you
taking it
do?
easy.
What do you do for a living? What type of work you do?
So I'm a student, and so this summer I'm just doing some random things. I work with my dad and his company. So
Right.
I'll do some accounting things for him. And then
Right.
right now we're working on this project for the app for our idea. And so that's kind of what I've been doing for the last
Right.
couple weeks.
Well, great, great. It's good. Okay. So I did this some R&D. I actually replied to the information that you gave me over the email. And I did my own research because for me, I didn't use this app. This was not too common for me, but I have heard about it. So I did my research technically. I actually did a study what features and functionality we will be able to use. So you would be needing this one for both iOS and Android, right?
Yes, that's what we were planning on doing.
Okay, and how soon we can start working on it? And at till what time you would want us to finish this thing?
So the timeline is very, it's really flexible right now, because what I'm doing right now is I'm looking through the financials of how much we want to be spending on marketing, cloud storage, app development, and so I'm trying to put that together, so then we can decide when and if we want to move forward in developing the app. So right now I can't really give you a certain a timeline of when we would want it done by, because right now we're deciding if this is something that we want to move forward with.
Okay, so since you are on the accounting side and this is something that you are actually working on, like budgeting and everything for the app about the cloud marketing development everything. So I believe that you might have already you must have a ballpark figure that this is the amount that I will be able to invest on this application.
We're looking at it a different way. We're first trying to see how much we think it would cost for it to be effective and successful. And then if we find a ballpark estimate and we don't feel like as a business that we can fund that ourselves, I think we'd look for funding. So we're just trying to get a ballpark and look at the market, see what options we have. Because I know
So,
there's a spectrum, like all
yeah.
things, of what you can buy, and so we're just trying to figure out what the best option is, and then be prepared to do what we need to for that.
Right, but actually would wanted to know because while I was doing my research, because I told you this is something that I wasn't that familiar with, personally I haven't used this application, right? There can be a lot of different other, there are millions of applications which I had no idea because this is not something that I'm a very like introvert type of a person who lives alone, don't talk to people that much. The only thing that I will be having a type of conversation is like with my clients only. Otherwise, very busy with work and everything. So, one of the reasons why I haven't used this application. Anyways, coming back on the budget, you said that this is something you would see that you would do. Okay, while I was doing the research, at that point, I was told by one of the companies that this might take around like around $50,000. So have you also like came across this number? What about your budget? Is it less than that, more than that? Because this is something that I was told on like a couple of websites. This was an average investment that would be needing to developing this application, and the timeline that I received was in between 8 to 10 months.
Yeah, I've seen a spectrum. There was, as could be expected, we're working with multiple different development companies. One of them gave us a lower estimate of about $11,000. Another gave us similar to what you found. And so, yeah, we're just kind of
Okay,
looking around.
the one that gave you 11, it is a company or someone individual working on the application? Because this application, if I look into it, all right, this will be something that we have to work on, like on a cross-platform. So we will be actually working on different languages for both iOS and Android. Okay, then there are designers, back-end work needed, front-end work needed. Okay, and then we have to work with admin panel. Okay, we have to actually manage all the users and everything. So different type of expertise is something that will come into play while we are developing this application. So if there is someone who just say that, okay, I have expertise in, for example, I can make an application using Dart, okay, Flutter. And this is something that I know how to develop an application using Dart and Flutter, but I might not be having my expertise in maybe Ruby or C Sharp or Java or maybe React Native. So, but your application needs this type of languages, so I have to hire someone else. And if I will just go ahead using same and only one language, then it might create a lot of issues. So this is something not one person will be doing, or one person will be working on your application. Okay, who will work on your
Okay, so
application? Because there are
when you
different
say
roles.
that, okay, well, I have one question for you, Nick. So you say when you like hiring someone, are you saying that in your company, you don't have anyone that can that
No,
has the
no.
like you don't have employees that know
No, no,
both
no, no,
languages you
no.
need to hire out?
I have like 40 plus developers in my company, and we have hired them for this particular reason, that once we get any type of application, like it's just not the application we have. We develop games, okay? We work on AR, VR technologies. We develop specific native applications for iOS, for Android, and then we also use cross-platform hybrid applications, which are available on both Android and iOS. Okay, and then there are different like web applications. Okay, that is something a web developer can work on it. So I was just telling you that someone need to hire someone, or someone will be outsourcing your application to someone else. This is something when I was telling you while someone is coding you a low budget, because at that point they can handle this application. But in the end, because I actually studied, and then right now I'm having a conversation with you, and then I will be working on the document on which I will provide you with all the features and functionalities in detail, and I will give you a whole complete app flow from sign up to log out, how the whole application will work on paper. So you would actually know, and this is where you can always tell me that, all right, Nick, these are the points I don't think that I would be needing in my option. Just remove this thing. And if I miss something, you can always add that, all right, at this point, I think that this is a feature that you missed on, and you can add, all right? And according to that, I would actually have an idea about the timeline that we will be investing, about the skill, the developers that I will be investing on the application, right? So I have a team, okay, and they are already working on several different projects. You can also check that on my website. We have already listed everything. I also shared my company's portfolio with you. So I have no problem. It is just something that I discussed with you, I saw online, all right? But I will be sitting down. I just wanted to share this idea that online I saw this thing, Ben, because we are already in conversation since so many days. So it was nice that I actually share this information with you, That is something that I'm getting online. But of course, I will be sitting down. I'll be working on your application by myself, okay? We'll make you a whole app flow document. I also call that my understanding document, okay? I will tell you how the whole application will work. And that you would know what type of features and functionality you would need. And knowing that information, I will be able to provide you with an estimated timeline and estimated quotation, okay? So I know the people might come up and say that this can be done in 10, 15. People might give you, I also saw online, there was someone who said that I will make this application for 150. So timeline matters. From 15,000 to 150K, people will give you their quotations according to what they think that this will cost. But I just came up with the average that I was looking at, right? But this is not the amount that I'm quoting you. Of course, I will be working on it. And then I will be telling you about the time. Maybe online, I was told that it might take around 6 to 12 months. Maybe I'll tell you that we can do it in 4 to 6 months. So you have to give me like around 24 hours. Once I actually invest my time and complete the document, and then we would know where we stand with the time and the quotation, estimated quotation, right?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Nick. I really appreciate us getting to talk, so I'm glad that we could connect over the phone, and I'm excited for that. And if it takes a little bit longer than 24 hours, I understand. I know you've got lots of projects, but I love the app flow. I really appreciate you being willing to put that together and then have the timeline and a quote for the price.
Actually,
we love the idea. And
Continue. Sorry.
We love the idea, and we're really excited to be looking into what our options are. And so we appreciate you helping us with that.
No problem. Actually, Ben, the thing is that why got this point in between about the app flow, because you see, if I commit you something right now that, all right, the application will be for about like 50, for example, that is a number that we are discussing right now. So, but we haven't locked anything, okay? I just gave you a price, might be I have bluffed. It might cost me a lot, but since I have committed you, I can't do anything. And later in the stages, during the development phase or design phase, I might tell you, okay, this is taking so much time, I need this thing from your side, that thing from your side, and this might increase the cost. So I don't want this thing to happen at a later stage. So this is why I think that both the parties, okay, you being the person who has the idea and we being the people who have the technology, we both synchronize at a point, okay, we need to make this thing look like this, work like this, okay, and in the market it will go like this type of an application, and we will be covering all the points. So at that point we know, okay, a sign-up page will take this much of the time, all right, this is where all the videos and data will be uploaded. People can make this type of their information, like their profile. Users can listen, they can download it, or they are supposed to listen all the stories or read all the stories online. Okay, then there is a database like for admin panel where you can manage all the users, notifications, reset password, everything. Okay, so once everything is over there, we know the time it will take, okay, and also the type of development skills that we need. There is a call coming in, Emma. All right. So that is why this documentation and everything is very much important for you.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you being willing to look forward like that, because I agree. It's hard when you're working on a project and things come up, and then the cost and the time increases. But I appreciate you planning out the whole thing so that we can be on the same page all the way through.
For example, in that document, I gave something that you actually do not need in your application, but because it is in that, it was in my mind, it is in that document, I might have charged you for that. because that development and designing will have a cost attached to it, right? So, but you do not need that thing in your application. But since there was no document, we were not able to discuss this thing. But I have already quoted you about that thing, which you do not need. So later, at the time of development, there will be this issue. Oh, we didn't had a word with about this thing. You will be like, I don't need this thing, but I will be charging you for that, and I won't be giving you any discount because companies do this thing. A client doesn't need something, but since it is already in their for what they have charged you, they won't be giving you any discounts. But if you will go and tell them, I need a certain thing in the application, they will come up with, all right, for this particular revision or change, please pay us like around $2,000 or $5,000 more, because we have to re-edit the code and we have to redo the design. So just to cut the chase and make this whole process work like water, as smooth as possible, I think that all the hustle and research and everything should be done before we jump up on a time and a cost. And we can do all the discussion before, once the project is finalized.
Yeah, I think that's great to look forward. And I think after we see the app flow and we get the quote, I think we'll look at that for a while, and we'll be weighing our options, and then we'll, mm-hmm. I think, depending on what we decide, where we want to go, we can reach back out to you. But I really appreciate this step that we can take so we can be on the same page. And then we can connect a little bit, and depending on what we decide to do, we can move forward the project with you. Once I know, I will let you know. But I appreciate what you're willing to do, and I'm excited to see the app flow and be able to look at these things before we get too far forward.
Sure. The app flow is actually not a diagram, okay? It is a document that I will be making on Microsoft Word. Okay, and we'll be sharing with you on Word or maybe a PDF file, okay? But I will be writing down every step. A person downloaded the application from App Store. This is a splash screen, okay, which is used for advertisement. After that, this is where they will input their information. Next step this, then another step this. These are the options they will see on this particular interface of the application. Once they are done with this thing, this is where they will upload it, okay? There is a size attached to it. They can pay if they would want to increase the size of their story. So there will be a lot of options. But I will write it down, everything for you, okay? Showing the references that you have given me. No problem. This is actually I'm getting paid for in this company. So I'll do this thing for you. This will clear a lot of things for you also, because since everything comes in a document in front of your eyes, you would know, you will also have an idea in the back of your mind after reading the document, okay, this is how my application will actually work, and this is smooth and there are no flaws. And I'm paying for this type of work. This type of work takes this much of time, and this type of skills is needed to develop this type of an application. So everything will be only once you will see that document. And it will be a very easy decision after that you can always make, okay? And one company told you an amount, same as like I told you that I saw online. Another told you 11. Is there something with?
Sorry, what was that last part? You cut out for a second.
I'm sorry. I said that one company gave you an amount of around 11K. Another was similar to 50. Is there any other company that you have spoken with?
As of right now, it's just those two, and we're working with you, and we're looking around. We may talk to more companies than that, but that's what we've done so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, but since if we say that will be, what type of amount, what type of budget will be like fine with you guys? Okay, we know these people, they have done their research, they have done their R&D, okay, and this is the amount they have given us. Of course, there will be, what you call it, a time working, and there will be installments because we will be working through some goals which we will achieve, and then you're supposed to pay this much of the amount. But something that we work as, like, I will be asking you, okay, this is the amount that you're supposed to pay in one shot. So there are timelines, there are goals. Once they are achieved, then you're supposed to pay that much of the amount. Then we move on to the next phase. So, like, designing and research, scope of work and design, then development, the testing is done within, then there's a beta testing. We will provide you with an MVP. You can, with like 5 to 10 logins, okay, dedicated logins, which you will be providing me an email for. Those guys can log in, check that application is working fine, and then we will be going towards the closing of that. And so there are like 3 to 5 installments and how we will be working on this project, okay? So
yeah,
this
okay.
Is,
cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nick. I really appreciate you reaching out and that we're able to talk over the phone, and I'll be excited to see the quote and the app flow. Is there anything else that you need from me right now before you start working on that?
Yeah, any budget that you can give me right now, because I will be your eyes and ears in the company for the moment. So while we will be working with the course team, what can be the amount which will help us kickstart this project as soon as possible?
Nick, that's a good question. Like I said before, we're open to just seeing our different options and then finding what we want to do to fund that. I could get back to you. I could talk to my partners and see what they think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we definitely don't want to sacrifice quality so that there's a smaller upfront cost, because there's lots and lots of apps that are developed, lots and lots of apps that are not successful. And
right.
I think a lot of times you get what you pay for. So
right.
I could look and see if there's a certain ceiling that we aren't willing to go past, but we're also very willing to see what our options are for getting and developing an app that is high quality and that you can
right.
feel it as you're using the app. You can see it because that's the type
right.
of app that people will keep on their phone. They won't delete.
Of course.
So right now
very
we don't really
point.
Have a ceiling.
Very, very important. Okay.
Yeah.
One last question. How many, who have the authority to make decisions? Because this is a very important part while we will be developing the application. So are there any, you told me that you will be discussing this thing with your partners. So, there are other people also who will be taking part in authorizing us with the next steps while we are in the development phase, or is it just you and you will discuss with them?
So right now it's mostly just me, and then I have someone that I'm working with. It was her idea, and we're going back and forth and trying to make the idea better and better. And so I work closely with her. But right now in this stage, as we're just kind of doing the research, I'm spearheading the research. But then if we get to a point where we do want to move forward on the project, then she'll be highly involved on the look of the app, the functionality, things like that. And I meet with her and kind of talk things through. But right now for the research, I'm doing a lot of it and putting it all together. Mm-hmm. And then once we make a decision, then we'll both be more hands-on on the project.
Great. Okay. That's good. Okay. Also, of course, you spoke about a very, very important point that we don't need to sacrifice, because you understand that to make an application successful, you need effort, and effort has a cost attached to it. So if there is any limit you guys have, okay, we have some people who work as investors, okay? So at any point you feel there is any difficulty, you would want to reach out to some investors, angel investors, okay, and other type of work, we can also help you out in that step. Okay? So
okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Once I will present you with a document, okay, about this investment program and marketing, I will have the discussion in much more detail with me and my business analyst. He is actually on another call right now, otherwise he might have joined us and would have a point. But I hopefully tomorrow, or if the document, I will be digging in the application now. So if it took time, I will send you an email letting you know that, okay, I might need like around another 24 hours. Because this is like 48 hours time is what maximum I have been able to complete all the documents about an application. So this is the maximum time I would need from your side. And then I will be able to hand you the app flow. Once you have your time, you take your time, you go through it, discuss it with your partner and anyone you would want to share with. And after that, we can have another call. We can discuss.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, and I appreciate you giving me the time, 24 to 48 hours.
And the marketing.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
I can involve myself totally in your application. So no more calls after this. I will be taking